like to welcome everyone to the shiur. Welcome everyone back. And Baruch Hashem, it's a great thing to be here. So, before I begin today's shiur, in fact, it's the first halakha shiur since the summer, I got to tell you a story that happened to me. So there I was at a wedding, after the wedding here in South Florida, and this guy comes running over to me, person who I know from years ago. He lives in New York. He's like, "I'm like, here, I'm so excited to see you. I've been wanting to speak to you." He watched one of our shiurim last year. For the meantime, I'll leave out what topic. And he said, ever since he watched the shiur, he's dying to speak to me about it. And the topic which we talked about, he thought was a very, very important topic. And he brought out the point that, you know, sometimes people struggle with issues. And they're struggling with this issue, you know, and they hear from a rabbi the words, "Oh, that's usur." He says, "Rabbi, that won't do anything. People are doing it, they want to do it. The fact that you say something is usur doesn't do anything for them." At the same time, though, Rabbi Saul Salanter, almost Erev Rosh Hashanah, how much is Rabbi Saul Salanter quoted in the month of Elul? But one of the famous yesodos, fundamental ideas of Rabbi Saul Salanter, is the idea that Musar has an impact, learning how to better oneself has an impact on a person's behavior. Rabbi Saul Salanter also said, if you learn halacha, if you learn Torah in depth, that also has an impact. And we talked about that if a person just hears, you know, nowadays it's very easy, just a soundbite, just one line, "The rabbi said this is usur," he's just going to shrug it off and hang out with his buddies and do exactly the same thing. But if a person learns through and understands the depth and the background and the clarity in what the Torah says and what the halacha says, that has a stronger impact. That's Rabbi Saul Salanter's idea that it's very important for people to learn halacha, to learn Torah with depth. And I thought this conversation was quite interesting, especially since the topic that this person brought up to me, the shiur that he was so excited to hear, was the shiur on the topic of marijuana. Of course, it wasn't for himself, but to explain to others, he felt that share and understanding it, seeing emotional position, that made a big impact. So this morning, I'm not talking about putting that.
In that same share, he said, "In a Moshe Feinstein, never offered cigarettes, and we knew people wouldn't listen."
Very good point. Yes, we contrast, Harvey's bringing up the difference between cigarettes and smoking, and even drinking. In fact, that person who I met at the wedding also talked about those differences. And I remember we had Dr. Walton was in the back. He contributed, I remember, to that chair. So, Bez Hashem, we look forward to hopefully another year of shiurim that impact people, understanding halacha, learning halacha. And a big yashikoch to Harvey and everyone who's involved and help organize and spread the shiur. A big yashikoch. So today's shiur is entitled Shmias Kol Shofar, the sound of the shofar, simultaneous blowings in two shuls. And let me explain this topic, which also, I picked the topic earlier this week. I'm giving shiur. Someone calls me up on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, knew what you're giving shiur on. I tell him my topic. He's like, We just had a shiloh about that in my shul. I'll get to that in a moment. Nowadays, let's first talk South Florida. You know, Baruch Hashem, there's tremendous growth just in communities in South Florida. Every community, wherever you turn, Baruch Hashem, there are more and more people moving in, some fleeing New York, other places. Baruch Hashem, real estate in South Florida is definitely scarce and on the up. So the Be'ez Hashem, there'll be more minyanim this year, probably, than many and many other years. And even already last year, not just here in South Florida, but in all different places, due to COVID, shuls took extra precautions, and many places split up their minyanim and had multiple minyanim to deal with crowd flow and germs and COVID issues. So there's definitely been an uptick in the minyanim that you have in shuls. That being said, we're going to see in a moment that there's practical potential problem with two shuls near each other, two minyanim within the same shul, and many other type situations where you're going to hear a shofar blowing from another minyan at your minyan. Now think about that. How common is that? I'm thinking back to my years in yeshiva. Yeshiva had a big minyan in Queens in the Beis Medrash. They also had a big Sephardic minyan in the dining room downstairs. They had another minyan in another spot downstairs. I think at one point they had like four different minyanim. I think the gym had a minyan. There was like a lot going on all over the building. And I remember in the main base medrash, you're able to hear the sounds coming from downstairs from the gym. I remember that. And there are many such scenarios, shuls with multiple minyanim, shuls which are near each other, hearing the sounds of a shofar from one minyan to another. On Erev Shabbos, a person called me up, described to me his shul's relatively, I guess, a newer startup. The shul is situated in a mall, strip mall. And Baruch Hashem, the shul grew. And now they have two stores, two storefronts, this shul. And the way they did it is one storefront is, this is not Hollywood. In one storefront, there's a regular minyan. The other storefront, right next door, is a beginner's minyan. And they daven basically the same time. Beginners maybe starting a little after. But there definitely would be an issue of blowing shofar at the same time that the other shul is still davening. So the Rav of this particular shul is a Talmud of Yeshivas Neir Yisrael. And he called up his Rebbe, his Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Tzvi Berkowitz, Shlita, very chashuv Rav, happens to be Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's son-in-law. And Rav Tzvi told him, it's a problem. You're going to have to figure out another spot for your second minyan. This was as of Erev Shabbos. So I want to come and explain. I hope there's nobody here on seating committees of shuls in case I make trouble. But usually when I try to make trouble, I try to have solutions too. So don't worry about it. Don't just listen to the beginning of the share. Make sure you get to the end of the show. So let's begin. Where would there potentially be a problem? What's the basis of a problem of having two minyanim near each other where you're going to hear a shofar from one to the other? Where does this problem stem from? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, actually I skipped to the middle of your sheet. This is Aruch Chaim, some tough Kuf Tzadi. Okay, a person, let's say, the Shulchan Aruch here is going to give multiple cases, so bear with him. In Hifzik Betrua being Tekiah L'Shvarim, you're supposed to be blowing Tekiah Shvarim Tekiah. That's the line you're up to in your shofar blowing. But instead, some people might, well, I did this with some Talmidim in Yeshiva the other day. You'll see the connection soon. He says if you blow, instead of Tekiah Shvarim, in between, spaced out for a moment, he blew a Trua. So instead of Tekiah Shvarim, he first did Tekiah, started the Trua, and then went to Shvarim. Case one. Osha Hivshik B'Shvarim being Trua Tekiah. Or the opposite case. He's supposed to blow Tekiah Trua. He blew a Shvarim in between. V'chini Maria Shri Trua Zu Achazu. Or he blew two Truos. He's just getting the hang of it. Osha Taka Achara Trua Tekiah. Kimitz Asak Shaloshim Tekiah. If he spaced out and all of a sudden he blew another Tekiah. V'hivshik B'Shvarim being Trua Tekiah. Or Achara Taka Gimel Shvarim. B'chol elu havi hefsik v'hifsik gam tekiah rishona. If you make a mistake, you're supposed to blow tekiah blank tekiah, and you made a mistake, and you blew a different sound, which you're not supposed to be blowing at this moment. Halacha is that's considered a hefsik. And since it's a hefsik, you lose that line. So not just that sound isn't good, but you have to start over. Right? Now you blow a tekiah and this. You have this in shul sometimes where the Baal tekiah makes a mistake. So, you know, over here in yeshiva, they have a system where the person makes a mistake and they have to repeat. They'll clop.
Yeah.
And then the rebang, actually here, I think Rabbi Luban's not into clopping anymore. He just tells you, have in mind whatever you're supposed to have in mind. I don't think he even clops much. Just redo it.
Okay.
Right, right. Blan Hara, right. Has been Nogan a few years. All right, the hand signals. There are many people, there's a lot going on during Rosh Hashanah davening. There are some people, especially if you have good seats, you watch like the eye contact between the Makri and the Baal Tokeya, you know, is that good, not good? Look at his watch, you know, different than Biden. Here, the rabbi is supposed to look at his watch when it comes to Tekiah Shofar. So, the basic halacha we see here in the Mechaber is if there's a sound that comes out, which is not the proper sound, that's considered a hefsik, and you have to redo the whole thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, if I remember,
good
I
system.
When Rabbi Kier says that they have to redo the whole thing, I presume that is going on if you're blowing an actual something that would actually be considered a shofar sound, like through a.
Oh, so a very good point. We'll talk about that soon. But yes, he is talking here about blowing a wrong sound, so it doesn't work. However, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Lama Gimel, right there underneath, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avram. Magen Avram, it's sort of the Yesh Lahato. The Magen Avram says, he could be Mako over here. The Mitzasek L'chosh of Tekiah Klal. He made a mistake. That's not considered a sound at all. V'avali Kilo Shama Kol Acher Bin Asayim. L'chosh of Efsik, Aydezeh. If you hear some other sound, some other thing, that doesn't count. So, Mishnah Berurah is bringing a Magen Avram. That's Mako. He says if you hear a different sound, if you hear the person made a mistake, it's no different than hearing some other weird outside sound. It shouldn't be considered a hefsik. Keep on doing it. I told over a story in yeshiva. Years ago, yeshiva was in the middle of Chazar Sashatz. Some people in this room might remember this. And all of a sudden, some kid running around the building pulled the fire alarm. And throughout the building, you had The yeshiva is very, very, I guess you call it Bal Derech Eretz. Please, may I have your attention? There is a fire alarm. Everyone, please exit the building. Please, may I have your attention? It's going on and on. And they actually pause davening. But really, if that sound would go out in between tekiyos, Hashem shot, that wouldn't be considered a hefsek. As I pointed out, that's not a sound of a shofar, it's this. That's a more simple case. That should be good. Here we're talking about worse. It is the sound of a shofar, something there. But, okay, the Magen Avraham is Mekel. Yes, Gabbai.
First of all, dealing with the sound, if it's the sound of a baby or a person crying, that could be a lot harder because the whole idea of the shofar is the sound of a cry.
Interesting.
Secondly,
depends how loud they cry.
Baby cry does not sound anything like a shofar.
Depends on the
baby. Depends on the shofar blower.
That's right.
My second question is, are we talking about the first 30 or 100?
Good point. Yes. Obviously, the first 30 you want to be more machmer on, but you're right, even the later kolos is potential for an issue here, too. Now, so far, we see Mechaber was machmer, Mr. Brewer brings the Magen Avraham was mekel, but the main marmukum is this Bir Halach on the bottom of your sheets. This, I believe, is where Tzvi Berkowitz is coming from in pasking what he did. Zak the Bir Halacha. He wants, I'm in the Mishabura, Mashkoz B'Shem Magen Avraham. Look what I wrote in the Mishabura, based on the Magen Avraham. Makom makom, lechachila bivadai tov lochel shadas machaber. Lechachila, it's proper that people worry about what the machaber said. He's quoting here a Chaya Adam. It's not just the Chavetz Chaim himself. It's earlier, Chaya Adam brings this. Ba'akorcha tzarech lizar b'makom shabbatin niksiyos tchufin zuei tzosu. Here is where we get practical. Chayadam, the Chavetz Chaim brings that if you have two shuls near each other, shlo yitku bebeis knesses achas ash yikmu b'acheres, they stood and start blowing in one shul until they finished blowing into the other shul. Dim lokein lo shomu al seder, you're not hearing the sounds of the shofar properly. The Av Shem is Kavan the Shemoa. Granted, you don't have Kavanah to be Yotze across 10th Avenue. You're davening Torah Muna. You're not of Das of Yotze with the Kolo. You're davening a Share. You're not of Das to be Yotze to the minion outside. Gan Ariel. No. Av Shem is Kavan the Shemoa, Shem Mitzvah, Rei Mitzvah, the Klal Shemoa. You have no interest in hearing. Makomako, Madasa, Machaber, Afilu Shama, Kimis Asek, Hefsid Tekios Shashama. You lose out the Tekios that you heard. So the Chafetz Chaim here is bringing the Bir Halacha a big problem, where you have shuls near each other. That could be near each other because physically they're close by, which on zoning over here in North Rhine Beach, all the shuls are on 10th. Most of the shuls, right?
Aren't that close.
But especially if you have different minyanim. Huh. The shul I davened in last night for Ma'ariv, that a minyan for Ma'ariv in the shul, in the lobby, in the Beis Medrash, multiple minyanim.
Yeah.
Here, there, and everywhere. So there's definitely room that from one spot to another, you're going to hear. Upstairs and downstairs. You know, I don't know how thick the floors are, but you potentially could hear from the upstairs to a downstairs. So many different spots, depending how the room is situated, how sound travels. So the Chafetz Chaim is writing here in the Bir Halacha, L'Chachila, this is something Roy, it's fit for people to be nervous about. And Tzvi Berkowitz tells this shul that, you know what, you have to figure out a different plan. Chafetz Chaim says they should be davening. Don't blow shofar until the other shul finishes. Boy, we got a problem.
Again, define finishes.
Huh? The finishes blowings. Right.
I was saying, Gerald asked before about about the first 30 versus the 100.
Right.
Like,
so ideally, the lech achila is all the chora, all the 100. You know, b'di'evid, yeah, okay, maybe it's hard for us to do. We have to schedule two minyanim, and some of the people that go to one minyan participate in the beginner's minyan. How are we going to do that? Okay, so maybe in this case, we could be makel after the first 30. Maybe we could have, but yeah, it's all balance.
It's interesting that his language says that you're not yotzei that one sound, not that you're not yotzei the whole thing.
Well,
it doesn't sound like you have to go back and blow another 30 kolos when you get home.
Right, right. That is what gets a little tricky. Yeah, there's if you have your Seder, this, you did your 30, or this is after the 30, or this is, you know, you did Tekiah Shvarim, Tekiahs, and this is a Teruah. But it definitely makes for problems. You want to make problems with Rabbi Flamel?
No, I just want some clarity. We're talking about a half second, or an issue within the law. We're not correct?
Yeah, okay, that's what was just being brought up.
The 30s and 30s and 30s, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait until the other minion finishes davening completely and blew all 100 kolos. It's no, right?
You mean just within each blowing, there should be a timeout. The gabbai should be running to each minion, call timeout in between each blowing. Stop. You can't blow. They're about to blow.
Well, you'd hear them starting to blow, and then
right.
You have to wait until they finish.
Right.
It's only
that does, right. That does sound like a true point. Like Flamel's is saying, this issue is an issue in between the blowing. So if you just have, again, we don't want to put, the gabbayim are quite enough busy already, Yamin Aran. But technically speaking, if you just have a gabbai go in between the shoals, the minyanim, and have them pause while the one starts to blow, and you have flags up, you know, green flag means you can blow.
Just
red flag means stop.
Stop sign.
Right, the crossing guards.
You don't really need it because it's first come, first serve.
Oh, they're going to fight.
And if you don't hear it, then it's not an issue.
Right.
Well, you may not hear the whole thing. You may only pick one or two calls.
No, but
so this is a potential problem. I, Bez Hashem, would like to share three potential heterim solutions to this problem. And if they're listening out there in that community, I told the person on Friday, it's like, I think I have a couple heterim. By the end of Shabbos, I had three. So, yeah. My first two heterim actually come from Shmuel Kamenetsky. And I assume it's Tzvi Berkowitz didn't speak with his father-in-law over this topic. But Lechara, there are a few potential heterim that one could have over here to allow for minyanim to be near each other despite the potential issue of the hearing the kolos of another minyan. Firstly, Shmuel brings, there's a taz in Simen Tovkov Pei Zayin that talks about the halacha of hearing, let's say you're outside the shul. This is very nogea women rushing to come for Tekiah Shofar. And you know, they got delayed with their kids, they're rushing. The husband told him, be in shul by a certain time. Fair shakichels. Be at shul at a certain time. And they got right outside shul, and they hear from outside the sound of the shofar. So that is a little tricky case, because if you're hearing the sound of the shofar from outside the shul, Taz says it's sad to say that you're not yotze, because maybe you're hearing an echo. If you're inside the shul itself, you're hearing it clear and straight. But once you're ready in a different domain, you're outside, maybe you didn't hear the straight shofar, maybe part of what you're hearing is an echo. And there's really not l'chila. Tell your wife, she has to be inside shul, hearing it fully. So based on this, what Shmuel says, l'chara, most of the situations we're talking about, unless the windows in the shul were open, COVID people, you know, dafka to have all the windows in the shul open. Okay, but in a case where the windows are shut, there is some walls in between, they're not paper thin. So Rav Shmuel says, is it sad to assume that the call that you're hearing from the other minion is muffled to some degree. And therefore, that's not the straight kol shofar, and therefore that wouldn't be considered a hefsek. Yes?
I know people who blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah for people like in case they're walking outside of the shofar.
Ooh, that's a very good point. Right? Now probably with COVID, right? You bring up a case that people blowing shofar, let's say on the outside, for someone on the inside. Person is not leaving their home because of COVID fears. And they're gonna blow shofar outside. So I would definitely recommend the best situation, those things, is to have the window open. Definitely the best. If for some reason, you know, doctors say whatever, they have to have plexiglass in front of them. So that's a good shaila to ask your local rav. That may not be so poshut. If the people are mamash behind the plexiglass, mamash behind the window, and they may not be hearing a straight shofar, it's not so simple. So that's one potential heter off the bat.
Right.
I'm going to talk about that in a moment even more. Now there's another halacha. If you look at, this is the first Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tavkuf Pechas, the Mechaber himself writes, Shomotes Tkios B'tash Shulz B'yom. You know, some people, I can't sit in shul straight. So I'm going to listen to my tkios over 9 hours of the day. I'm spreading out my davening. Shosh likes this guy. Right? I'm going to spread out my davening. Now, yeah, I don't know the halacha is about. You know, it's going to get complicated with eating and
this.
Right? But eats a different simon in between each call that he hears. But he hears 9 tekios over 9 hours of the day. Yatza. But I feel him in test b'nei Adam. This guy really likes, he doesn't just like hearing 9 kolos. 9 kolos from 9 different bali tekia. 9 different people.
It's
Kim Mizeh, the true Mizeh. It goes to 9 different minyanim in Uman, jumps from minion to minion. Right? It's Kim Mizeh. So, first opinion the Mechaber brings, that's good. That only works if you didn't hear any other sounds in between for working. Now, really, the Mefershim debate, this issue sounds very similar to what Mechaber is writing over here in Tavkuf Tzadi. Here, Mechaber is bringing two opinions. There's an opinion that it's okay, there's an opinion that's a problem. Tavkuf Tzadi is only bringing one opinion, that there's a hefsek issue. So people even ask a stira in the Mechaber. But really, that's part of the basis for the Magen Avraham that we mentioned earlier, that in general is makel over here. How then do you explain how do you explain the Mechaber? It wasn't the same person, Bet Yosef, both. How come here he's being machmer, but earlier he brought two deos? Is Paskin like that? So the Aruch HaShulchan defends him that there's a big difference between a sound you're hearing from the Baal Tokeah himself, which is what we're talking about in Tavkuf Tzadi, versus a sound from somebody else. A sound from someone else other than the Baal Tokeah, that's more easy, there's more of a tzad there to be makel. That's what he's talking about in Tavkuf Peiches. It's a different sound. So based off that, Rosh Shmuel says, and it's more pashut. The issue that we're dealing with over here of a potential sound Rosh Shmuel says, look, there's a tzad to be makel. Now he is running straight in. The Bir Halacha was ready to be machmer in this case of sounds of two shoals. It's obviously two different Baal Tokeah. But Rav Shmuel said, L'chara, there is some basis here to say that if it's a sound not from the Baal Tokeir that you're listening to himself who's making the hefsek, rather it's an outside source, a different Baal Tokeir, a different sound, your baby sound, your other sounds. So there's more reason to be mako. It's more of a hefsek if it's coming from the mouth, from the sound of the person blowing the shofar that you're listening with, rather than an outside sound. Now, Lemaisa, the Chafetz Chaim, bring that Beralacha that was machmer by an outside sound. But the Shmuel saying, look, there clearly is a tzad to be mako. That's where the Magen Avraham is coming from. That's even the Aruch HaShulchan's defense for the Machaber. So, thus, Rav Shmuel is ready to give two potential reasons to be makel and allow minyanim to take place, even though there's a potential of hearing an outside minyan, another minyan, blowing shofar at the same time. Those are two potential hetarim. I'll bring to you now a third. Really, this whole topic I got excited about, I found at the top of the mind, Moshe Abitbol, so his father gave me a present. He published a Sefer of Shalit Shuvas. This Rav Abitbol is a Rav for many years in Montreal. He actually recently just moved now to Florida, to Hollywood, where he's now became the Rosh Kollel of this new Sephardic Kollel in Hollywood, in B'nai Sephardim. So he has a Sefer of Shalit Shuvas, and he dealt with, as a Rav, this Shaila of two minyanim and the shaila of hearing kol shofar in both. And Rav Abitbol brings up another issue. And I saw that in the Dir Shel Mishnah Berurah, the Ma'ara of this issue too. Pashup Shah, it looks like a steerer within the Mishnah Berurah himself. In this halacha, which I just quoted in Tavkuf Peiches, when the Mishnah Berurah writes over the issue of a potential hefsek of hearing another sound within your stretched out tekiah shofar situation. Look in the middle of the piece. He talks about the situation, Hare Kivin Latzes. He talks about a situation of where you have kavana to listen to that other sound. He mentions it in Sivkotan Zion and also Sivkotan Ches. So maybe the only time there is an here, from the way the Mishnah Berurah writes it, sounds like the only time there's an issue of hearing another sound is if you have kavana to be yotze with that sound. But what about a situation where you don't have kavana to be yotze with that sound? You're sitting in your shul. You have a dear sound from another shul. You don't have kavana to be yotze. Chara, just with the Mishnah Berurah itself, it sounds like that wouldn't be a problem. Yet, when the Mishnah Berurah writes over this Chai Adam, not only does he say it's a problem, he even says, Ta'av she'im yischavim l'shmo l'shem mitzvah, ve'im b'ritzon l'klal l'shmo 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 l'shmo. It's a problem. Sounds like a Pashup Shah, sounds like a stira in the Chafetz Chaim. Here, this whole halacha that we're worried about, that sounds in two different shuls, the Chafetz Chaim there writes it, even if you have no kavod whatsoever to be yotze. So make up your mind. Is the problem where you have kavod to be yotze? There's an in-between level where you just don't care. You have kavod. And there's even like a third, I'll get to the third level. The Chafetz Chaim says, even in a level where you have no kavod whatsoever to be yotze, Avopikin, it's a problem. So Rav Abitbol himself writes, hey, it looks like a steer within the Mishnah Berurah, but for sure, if you have kavana not to be yotze with that sound, not just the middle neutral level, where you have no kavana. Well, let's say you dafka have kavana, you have a mindset, I have kavana, I'm only going to be yotze with what my Baal Tekeir blows in shul, and I don't have kavana to be yotze with any of the other sounds I'm going to hear from other minyanim. Then for sure it should be okay. Very interesting. Now, again, the Chafetz Chaim, it's not so clear. Chafetz Chaim says there's a problem if you have no kavana. What about negative kavana? Would he agree? I'm not sure. But this is also potential heter for these situations. So Bechara, for shuls that have a tzarech, for sure, they want to have two minyanim, the case like we began with. They want to have a regular minyan and a beginner's minyan. From what I see, based on Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Paskin's other tshuva that I saw, there seems to be room to be makel to have two minyanim near each other. Even there's this chashash of blowings happening at the same time, as though Gabbai willing to run between the two minyanim. When's he going to hear a shofar? It's tricky.
All day.
All day. He's the guy who sits there all day. So, the Maisa, there seems to be room to be makel in this situation. I'd just like to add one more step, and we'll end with this. In reading through Shmuel Kamenetsky's Pesach here, he writes a fascinating line at the end. Ulai alzeh somchem olam. After he writes his two heterim, he says, perhaps this is the reason why the world is makel. Shereinu nizar bazeh. We don't see people that are nizar, worried about this situation of two minyanim simultaneous blowing. Kivarov poem kinu mitzias. There are many cases where this is the mitzias in a shul, mitzias between shuls, that you're going to hear sounds from other minyanim. And we don't find people being nizar in this. So firstly, besides whatever practical term of Shmuel gave, that statement to me is all the more powerful. Shmuel says, we don't find people being machmer in such a thing. So many times in yeshiva, people tell me, ask me halachas and this. You know, the strongest answer as a rebbe, as a posik, you could give to somebody. We don't find people being machmer in this. We don't people being nizar in this. Don't worry about it. That's what Shmuel is saying over here. Situation like this, don't find people. Second thing I believe you see here, and the flashback, a few years ago, we gave a share on Yaakov Kamenetsky, Shmuel's father. And one of the distinct aspects we said about Rabbi Yaakov wasn't just a gadol, he was also a posek. But particular interesting aspect, one of the interesting aspects of Yaakov Kamenetsky was he was such a bucky in the historical perspective of halacha. He knew what went on in different communities, different centuries, different tekufos. He had this historical perspective as a Rav, as a Posek, of what's going on. That's such an amazing asset. You're not just posking one individual shayla that a person asked, but you have the context of history of how Poskim dealt with this to somebody who's a student of history. Baruch Hashem Rizocha, that Shmuel Kamenetsky follows in his father's footsteps. When he's asked a shayla like this, he's able to, hey, I've been around the block. Kananahara, he's up there. We should be Zocha, you know, this year, Davin for ourselves, for our families, for Gedol Yisrael. He should continue to lead us with their perspective over the ages of what halacha is. Bez Hashem, we should all be Zocha to a wonderful Ksiva v'chasimah tova.
Hey.
Thank you very much.
Hey.